Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think that's a very good attitude.
It's Mike Shope.
You don't think? I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
It's the Bulldog.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Why don't you go to hell?
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back. A couple minutes late here. Thanks for your patience. Thanks for Sam's patience. Hopefully he is being patient. I'm sure he is. On the line, the host of Bet Sweats, Odyssey Sports betting insider, Sam Paniadovich. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Check out the latest lines today there on the BetMGM app. And be sure to catch Sam's show with Joe Ostrowski, Bet Sweats, 9 to noon daily on the newly rebranded BetMGM network, available on the Odyssey app. Sam, how are you?
I have nothing but time. I'm in the office. I'm watching four basketball games at once. I'm going nowhere all day. Don't worry.
Love the way that sounds. We've got the golf on in here, and someone, I think Minwoo Lee, just hit a ball into the middle of a pond. Like not even like close to okay. Like just you the ball entered the water and you didn't even see land, right?
That's a way to do it.
Can you live bet on 17T? Like you just live bet all day whether you think guys are going to hit it in the water and like how? Because that seems like a really fun way to spend an afternoon to me.
Some books let you do it. I don't know if it's specifically that hole, but what they'll do is they'll follow select golfers around and then you can play them live pre-shot off the tee on every hole. So depending on which golfer you're looking for, yeah, I think you can follow them live. I don't believe you can do it with every golfer, but if you wanted to play Scheffler on 1, 2, 3, 4 all the way through, I believe you can do it, especially in the majors. I'm not a golfer. I bet golf, but I do watch a lot of golf. And for somebody that doesn't golf, I sure as hell watch a lot of these shots and go, wow, I can put it in the water like that. You know,
I don't
know how some of these guys do this every week. I would be mental mashed potatoes if I was a pro golfer because it's so tough. You're out there by yourself, and one mess up like Jordan Spieth back in the day at the Open, you know, just like a catastrophic collapse. I would never recover from that as a golfer.
This, I think, for me, is the number one tournament for shots I'm watching guys attempt where I think I would fall into the water myself physically. Right. I think standing on the ledge there, you know, I don't think I'm just going to pick this one up. I'm going to bump it forward here and let's make it a little bit easier. Sam, what's your favorite way to bet golf?
Usually the head-to-head matchups. I know that people love the outrights, but those are very difficult. I think picking an outright golfer is tougher than picking a horse race, to be honest with you. But the pros that I know do a lot of cut props, make or miss. They do a lot of head-to-head, golfer A against golfer B, and they do top 10, top 20. If you're feeling froggy, you can do top 5. Now, look, I don't think it's a dumb idea to bet the outrights, but it's clearly easier to beat one guy or four guys in a group than it is to beat everybody in the field. And that's usually how I'll play it. I'll do, you know, Bulldog over Shope or Shope over Bulldog or whatever, and then just kind of sprinkle. I hate that word, but everybody uses it. Sprinkle a little bit of cash on the outright markets. I have who do I have? I did bet Scheffler this week like a fool at 5-1. I know people say you can't bet the favorite. Ha! Watch me. I think he's going to be there at the end. I actually haven't seen any golf yet today, but I was cooking up, God, another term I hate. I'm turning into a Gen Z guy. I have Scheffler to win the Masters and Duke to win the tournament, 25-1. I bet that yesterday. I think that's a really good idea, no?
Well, at the moment, he's in like a...
Yeah, his ball's half buried in some pine straw or something.
He's in the woods.
Some wood chips or I don't even know what the hell he's in over here.
By the way, is Duke in the woods?
Right, yeah. I mean, I'm not done with golf, by the way.
I've been refreshing. Yeah, I've been refreshing frantically on Flag. I literally am on X right now and I have Flag in the search bar and I'm just hitting refresh. I need one of those beakers that just hit my mouse and goes back up. According to John Shire, head coach of Duke, he sprained his ankle, quote, x-rays negative. We have to see how he recovers and how he goes from there. It sounds like he's going to be fine, however relative fine is. But Scheffler Masters and Duke National Championship, I still think is a decent idea. I mean, Scotty's going to be there. And the best golf guy that I know has been taking Scotty every year at the Masters. He parlays Scheffler top 10 with a team or two to win a championship. So he'll go, you know, Scheffler top 10 Masters, Bills to win Super Bowl. Scheffler top 10 Masters, Celtics to win title. And he has made a killing because Scotty Scheffler usually finishes top 10 in Augusta. He's built for that course.
Yeah.
Then what do you do then? You kind of like, is that doubling up? Is it better than that?
The Scheffler Duke is 25-1, a Scheffler Bills, because the Bills are going to be 8-1 to win the Super Bowl. That's got to be a Scheffler Masters and Bills Super Bowl is probably 50-1.
No, but I'm saying like top 10. Top 10 would be what? Two to one?
Minus 110.
Oh, not
I
even
guess.
That good. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever hit on a bet before, like Thursday morning before a tournament starts on an outright winner, but I've had pretty good luck on Saturday morning before round three with a guy, say, 3, 4, 5 shots back. And just I won on Matsuyama like that last year in one of the tournaments that's already been played this year. I can't remember which one it was. But just, you know, praying, you know, looking at the leaderboard. In this case, when I won with Matsuyama last year, Cantlay was in the lead, and I can't stand watching Cantlay play, and I don't believe in him at all. I'm like, all right, well, he'll give it away. So let me get somebody down here at a nice number and count on them to make a charge, and I got paid off. I like doing that. Like halfway through the thing, you can still get, you know, somebody, again, that's 3, 4, 5 off the lead, you can get a pretty good number on those guys sometimes on Saturday morning.
I totally get it. If it works for you, do it. I'm not good at that because, like I said, I don't play golf. I don't understand it. I'm betting math. But you're not on an island there. I know several people that like to watch these guys play Thursday, Friday, and a lot of people I know like to watch how golfers finish on Friday. So that plays right into your point. If they end Friday with momentum and things break their way Saturday, by all means. The other thing, too, when Scheffler is in contention, as he is right now, I just pulled up the leaderboard for the first time today. So he's 3 under par. He's 3 off the lead. Scheffler destroys the live market. And what I mean by that is currently, I'm looking at one book right now, Scheffler's 3-1 to win the tournament. But everybody else is 10-1 or higher. So if you can get around the Scheffler stuff
right.
and avoid the noise, I mean, you could bet Rory right now at 10-1, Morikawa 14. The guy in front, Lucas Glover, 6-under, he's 18-1. He's in first. So when Scheffler's in the hunt, the prices go up on everybody else. It's wild how that works. Honestly, Scheffler is priced live a lot like Tiger used to be priced live in his prime.
That's what it sounds like.
So back to Duke here and this injury. Did when it first happened, did odds move on them for any Final Four, the championship, and has that corrected because it doesn't sound as bad maybe? Or where are we at? What kind of impact did that injury today have, if any?
When they showed him on the wheelchair, one book, I think it was FanDuel, went to 7-1.
Right.
And not gonna lie, I might have bet a little bit more because I wasn't buying it. It reminded me of Paul Pierce. Remember when they wheeled him off and then he ran out and he hit a three-pointer and he's like, yeah! What goes up must come down. It sounds like he's going to be fine for the tournament. So it did go up. Like one book I said went to 7-1. Best price now, BetMGM has 375. So nobody is really buying that it's a long-term issue, and that's good for me, and I know good for some people in your audience. I did get a nice tweet. Once Flag went down and got wheeled off, somebody tweeted, "Nice call on Duke, dork." And I'm like, yeah, that's my fault. The Cooper Flag got hurt. Yes, that's my fault.
I keep telling my mom to get off of social media, and she just can't. She's relentless, Sam. I apologize for her on behalf of the entire Parker family.
Let's hit on some of this quarterback movement in the NFL, Sam. So I don't know if you would know like what it has meant to futures lines, rather just, you know, at least get your opinion on these teams. Seattle with Darnold.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Seattle doing? They trade Geno Smith. They trade DK Metcalf. Kind of an interesting team for a semi-rebuild there. Would you say you like them more or less than like a month ago? Probably less.
Much less. Much less. I don't know what they're doing. He was really, and it seems simple for me to talk about this from my desk in my office, but, you know, he was in a perfect scenario last year, playing indoors over half the schedule, under the tutelage of Kevin O'Connell, offensive coach. Now he has to play for Mike McDonald and a new offensive coordinator in Seattle. Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, TJ Hawkinson, Aaron Jones, a decent line, a good system. It was perfect for him. Now he goes outdoors with DK Metcalf out of the picture, Lockett out of the picture. You have JSN, you have Kenneth Walker, I guess, but this is not an offensive team. This is not a firework team. This is a run-the-ball, play-defense team, and now he's got to play in the elements and the rain and the snow when it gets cold. I think it's a disaster waiting to happen, and we don't have win totals yet, Mike, but I can tell you, divisionally speaking, they are 7-1 to win the West, which is the same price as Arizona, way down the board. And I'm guessing their win total is going to be about 7.5. And I don't think I'm going to bet the over. Put it that way. I also don't know. I don't know what the plan is in New York with the Giants. Are they really going to bring in Aaron Rodgers? Is that their solution? I don't ever see myself trusting that guy to stay healthy for 16, 17 games again. And people keep asking, "Oh, where's he going to go?" I hope he goes to the CFL for all I care. I don't think he can play anymore, guys. And you saw it up close and personal this year, right? With the Jets. I don't know why teams still want him. And I honestly, aside from the attention, I don't know why else he still wants to play. He's made over $380 million. If that's the Giants' solution going into next year, that's a fade for me as well.
Yeah, I hear you. We were talking about this earlier in our show today, Sam. Like, I don't feel like any – I'm curious where guys are going to land up. And, of course, there's, you know, something of a circus around Rodgers all the time. But as far as Russell Wilson, him – I don't know. I don't think anything's a real meter mover. Like, whoever lands any one of those guys is like, okay, great. You're good. Good luck to you is what I would say.
The only thing that would swing a number, whether it be division, conference, Super Bowl, not to get crazy, win total, would be somebody just betting it and betting it handsomely. The books are not scared of Aaron Rodgers at this point. The books are not scared of Russell Wilson. Justin Fields went to the Jets, and the price to win the Super Bowl actually went the other way. It went down. So it's not like they're going to be scared of these guys that are waiting in the wings to be discovered again on the wrong side of 35. But, I don't know what the plans are there. But the Giants have been dysfunctional for a long time. Buffalo, by the way, did get bet out to minus 270 to win the AFC East. I know Mike is saying – he doesn't know how good they are and might not win 12, 13 games, but they are betting the Bills like they're going to go 14-3, basically.
I mean, 12, 13 is pretty – it's really good. I mean, the Bills have been good for 5 years running, and a couple of those years they did not get to 12 wins. So, you're not saying this exactly, but I wasn't bashing them. I just have a tough time thinking anybody, like wanting to bet anybody to dominate like that. I'm not going to make a Jet or even a Patriot or Dolphin argument here. It's just that division went so – well for the Bills last year. Would they be, is the right word, the shortest favorite of any division? Maybe Houston? Maybe Kansas City?
They're the most expensive. No, they're the most expensive by far. So just for context, Bills minus 275, Eagles minus 140, Ravens minus 130, Houston even money, the Bucks plus 110, Lions plus 135, Chiefs minus 125. Buffalo is the largest divisional favorite right now, and it's not even close.
Okay. You said about the NFC West, by the way. What was the rest of it? Are the Rams on top?
They open Niners even money, Rams 2-1, but that's coming closer to the middle. People are betting the Rams because I don't know. Aside from the schedule, and Joe and I have talked about, I asked him the other day, I'm like, what are the Niners doing, A, and B, why are they favored? They have the weakest schedule in the NFL next year. Per strength of schedule, it's awful. And you go through the schedule, and you're like, "Wow, that is easy." Niners though plus 130, Rams plus 160 at one shop. So it's really, according to the books right now, it's a two-team race, and then Seahawks and Cardinals much lower down the board.
Interesting.
Sorry to hop around on you here, but we covered Seattle and Darnold going there. What about Geno going from Seattle to Vegas?
Not much, and that's because the conference is so strong and the division is so strong. I mean, think about the quarterbacks that Vegas has to outperform. Mahomes, Herbert, and Bo Nix. You got to face those guys two times each. Raiders are 18-1 to win the division. I don't know where they're going to put the win total. I would guess six and a half, something like that, because it really comes down to the math and how many times they're going to be favored. I mean, they play 17 games. I don't think they're going to be favored more than five or six. You do fall into a win or two maybe as a dog, but you're going to lose a game or two as a favorite. So I would guess six on the Raiders for the win total.
The Puka dream took a little bit of a hit, right, Devontae Adams?
I don't know, man. I think that makes them just more efficient. Maybe the numbers go down, but now you can't double-team them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have hitched my wagon to Puka Nacua, Offensive Player of the Year. I already have a couple of bets on him at 16-1. We'll see how much more I add, but I don't think that hurts him. He might not get 130 catches anymore, but he should still have over 100, 12, 13 touchdowns. He's gonna be a weapon for them, man, and they're gonna use him as the focal point now. He is the guy, and I don't think that's a bad thing.
Okay, Cup gone. That's right. All right, Sam. So before we go, you got the college basketball going all over your office there. Any sort of new crush? We've talked about Duke, and you're into Auburn, and even George Mason. We've talked about a few of these teams with you, you know, week to week. But you know, we're closer to it now. Anybody new that you like?
Not really a crush. I did bet Kansas tonight. You can bet that. They're plus +3 all over the place. I think they're going to beat Arizona. So I did take Kansas plus +3. I need Mason to win tomorrow. And you know I have my bread buttered with Duke. I need them to stay healthy and make a run of the Final Four, win the championship. That'd be great. But nothing new. No new crush. Kansas tonight. And I do have breaking news. If you will have me next Friday, I will be live in Las Vegas if you want to pull that off.
Totally. Bulldog won't be here. I'm in. I thought about going out there, actually. Like when I saw your announcement with Joe that you're going to be, what, Mandalay Bay?
Uh-huh, yep.
I thought about going out there, sort of crashing the party, but crispy and gone. I have these ideas.
It's not exactly a skip and a jump for you, Mike, to come out there from Buffalo.
No, but it's a direct flight. I've done it a lot.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
I go out there for fantasy almost every year, thought about it, but sounds great, though. Sounds great. We'll talk to you then.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thank you. Sam Panayotovich, Bet Sweats on the Odyssey app and the Bet 1520 weekday mornings. I could bet a Jets over. I could.
Go ahead.
I could.
Please, go.
I might
be back.
Because that, people, you're an example of it. So done with Fields. Like, just so done.
Mm-hmm.
But still young. Maybe this is the fit. Pittsburgh, looking back, looks like it was kind of all, he was just sort of set up there. Didn't Wilson have an injury too? He had a calf injury or something, and yeah. Fields started the season, but they were just waiting to go to Wilson. They're paying him like, you know, this is you, the Jets. And the number's going to be so low.
He's definitely going to be the guy. I mean, they're paying him, you know, half of
the big money.
What the good guys get. So I mean, there is that,
or less.
But still, that you don't pay a guy that to just come in and be insurance policy or something. And he'd be a weird guy to have as an insurance policy, anyways. So I have no doubt he's going to be their guy. I don't think he can see it. I don't know. Like that, with time, maybe that could change. But I just don't think he sees it. I mean, he has the talent to make plays when he knows exactly what he wants to do and he sees it. But I think the second he gets confused, it's just over. It blows up.
Talking earlier about the possibility of the Bills drafting a running back, should they? Should they not? Would it mean anything to you if they did? With assuming, I guess, for this that Cook isn't signed by the draft, but there's a lot of time for that to happen between now and then. 803-0550 for your calls. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.